Hi, I'm Sarah Jaggard from the Australian Drug Foundation. This podcast features Sergeant Wendy Cowling talking about safe parties. Wendy works with Victoria Police's Youth Advisory Unit. Welcome to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
So, Wendy, tell us a bit about the Party Safe program. What is it?
Well, the Party Safe program provides information to help minimise the risk of something going wrong at your party, such as intoxicated guests or gate crashes, and allows you to register your party with local police. So we're able to provide a form which is downloadable from the Victoria Police website, which is www.police.vic.gov.au. Print it off, complete the form, and then take it down to your local police station. What we do say is that you need to do that about 2 weeks prior to the party, because that allows for rostering.
Great. So it's just as easy as printing out a form and filling it out and getting it into your police station.
At the present time, we hope to go online in early 2012, but we're still in the testing phase where people will be able to fill it out online, submit it there, and it will then go off to the local police station. But as I said, that's still in the testing phase.
Oh, that'll make life easy for everyone. So what are some of the legal issues that need to be considered when holding a party?
Well, you need to consider, obviously, whether you're going to have the party at home or whether you're going to have it in a local hall. Normally, councils do ask when they're hiring out their halls on whether it is going to be an underage, and so there would be a requirement that there is no alcohol being served. But you have to remember that young people are not able to consume alcohol in public places, so it's actually quite difficult for young people to get their alcohol to parties because they're unable to actually possess it as well. Obviously, we have to think about the drinking by young people under the age of 18, and we now have the new secondary supply laws, which means that you're unable to supply alcohol to a young person in your own home without having the permission of their parent or guardian. And, of course, we also have duty of care in regards to holding a party as well.
So what does that mean when you talk about duty of care?
Well, in regards to supplying the alcohol at parties, what we would actually suggest is that it's probably better that you don't supply alcohol to a party for young people, because it can be difficult to actually watch what's going on. There are some tips that we also suggest in regards to that if you are thinking about supplying the alcohol, that then obviously you need to have the permission from the parent, but also having a responsible adult being the bartender for the night who's actually not drinking, having alcohol only available from one particular location, but more about providing non-alcoholic drinks. There's mocktails, or you're providing the low alcohol drinks and also fruit juices and water, because if you haven't had the conversation with the young person's parent and they actually do find themselves drinking too much and getting into a state where either they need hospitalisation. The problem is when young people get themselves, when they have too much to drink. So either they may need hospitalisation, so you probably need to actually plan when you're having a party what you're going to do if you find yourself in that situation. Obviously, also if you do have the gate crashes come, keeping an eye on what's happening and getting a feel for when it's getting out of hand, so you can ring 000, obviously, first off for an ambulance if that is required, but also for the police to come. And if you have registered your party previously, then we also already have the details of what's going on, which it makes it a lot easier for us. Mm. And police, if you wish, will cruise by over the night, and they can even pop in. Sometimes the deterrence of a uniform walking through your party might have a desired effect.
Okay, so Wendy, what sort of things need to be considered when people are planning a party?
Obviously, you need to think about your numbers and who you're actually going to invite and how you're going to invite those people. I would suggest that the old-fashioned invitation, hard copy, is probably the best way to go. I know our young people now like to use Facebook, but it does, unfortunately, we've known that it does cause some issues if it gets a bit viral across the whole area. And so a hard copy is probably better, and actually stipulating the start and finish time of the party. And so that parents know when to come and collect their young people, where you're actually holding it. Advise your neighbours in plenty of time that you're actually going to have a party and how you'll cater for it. So good substantial food. Keep away from the salty snacks because they encourage people to probably drink more. And whether you need security. A lot of we're finding now that the security is being engaged and they're at the front door and they can actually check on the guests that they are invited when they come in. And obviously around your transport and whether there's going to be some young people staying over.
I know that some parents worry about their duty of care and how far that extends. So do people hosting the party have a responsibility to ensure that guests get home safely after the party? Or does their duty sort of finish when the party's over?
Oh, you could say that would be a fine line. I would think they would need to have put in some reasonable arrangements in regards to having the young people get home. What we find normally is if there is no transport, the taxis are slow coming, young people hang around. That's when glasses start to be broken, fights erupt, and we get called. So hopefully the parents who've dropped their young people off will actually come and collect them as well. That's another tip for the parents of the partygoers.
Mm, for sure. And what about at the party? What sort of things do people need to bear in mind?
As I said before, it's very important that we have substantial food provided for the partygoers. Also the non-alcoholic drinks as well, which I mentioned before, mocktails, fruit juice and water. So that it encourages people to have a break in between alcohol. Keeping the people entertained, that can also be a problem for police is when the night gets a bit later. If you've got some music, you have to also be conscious of times of having loud music. So keeping the noise to a minimum, especially after around midnight, normally on a Friday, Saturday night is when we start to get the calls for noisy parties. So trying to keep the speakers away from your neighbours and dealing with your problem behaviour early on when you get that feeling that something's not quite right, you need to actually ring police if you think that's the intervention that you actually need. Obviously having some responsible adults there to assist you at the party, very difficult if there's only one or two adults, so invite your friends to come along and assist you with that. But obviously they have to keep sober as well.
So people often struggle with whether or not to allow alcohol at a party. Do you have any tips on that, Wendy?
Well, that is obviously the dilemma for people nowadays, especially with the new secondary supply laws. So I would say for a party for a young person under 18, it's probably advisable that you do not supply the alcohol. Obviously, you know, young people will still find a way to get alcohol there. We know that happens. But you need to set those limits on what you want. And if you're not having alcohol, you need to make that quite strong in regards to what is going to happen. Have conversations with the other parents as well. Set it out in your invitation on whether alcohol is actually being allowed or not. And then hopefully you'll be able to minimise that risk.
Okay, so if alcohol is allowed at the party, what's the best way to prevent it being misused?
I think I touched on that before. It's having serving from one area, having all the alcohol from that one bar, a responsible adult who isn't actually drinking, being the person who's serving it. You need to keep an eye on all your guests. So walking around through the young people at the party, not sitting in the front room and allowing them just to do whatever. So that's probably the best way, or one of the best ways. But some people are very inventive in regards to some of the ways that they're able to keep an eye on the young people as well.
Fantastic, Wendy. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.